Hey everybody, this is Dan Young.
And Craig Morrison.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Total Wellness Radio, where every week, Craig and I bring you natural, non-invasive approaches to today's most common health concerns that you can use immediately in your home with you and your family. So, thank you so much again for Craig, this is Dan, for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Hey, good day, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to Country Doctors Wellness Wednesday. Today's discussion is something that, as we've talked about in the past, affects everybody. This is the cardiovascular. This is a happy heart and happy, healthy heart day, I guess is what we're going to try to label this one as. We don't want to get into diagnosing or treating or any of that kind of stuff. So we just talk about the negative stuff. We like to be solution-oriented, solution-driven with the things that we talk about on the Wellness Wednesday on Facebook as well as the Total Wellness Radio podcast. If you haven't had a chance, please subscribe to Total Wellness Radio. Any of the platforms that are out there like Spotify and Podbean and iTunes, if you have Apple products, you can access us by just typing in Total Wellness Radio, and we'd love to have you subscribe, give a listen. I was going through our archives, Craig, as I was kind of putting together some notes and some thoughts on today's topic, because it's one that we talk about a lot, and we see it a lot clinically, and the thing that it was fascinating is on the podcast, if you go to February of 2021, there is I believe it's episode 287, if my memory serves me, that we spoke about this topic the last time. And you know, in the last few years, things haven't changed.
Really. Not much.
You know, the overwhelming challenges that people face,
extreme cost.
Yeah, severe cost. And really realizing that regardless of what might be going on in every aspect of today's modern living, that cardiovascular disease, cardiovascular illness, dis-ease, I guess is what our friend likes to pronounce it, is really a symptom of the problem. It's an evidence of the problem. We've got a lot of highest levels of stress ever in America. And what most people aren't aware of is that stress, by its own nature, you could be a very healthy person, but stress elevates cholesterol. And if this becomes an oxidated stress, then that's when we run into problems with cholesterol. So anyways, for those of you just joining us, thank you for tuning in. We are going to be talking a little bit about heart, and the numbers haven't changed, I guess. I mean, 50% of all deaths in America are still attributed to cardiovascular illness.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most
heart disease.
It's one of the most preventable conditions that a person can find themselves in. And it's not driven by genetics for the most part, or maximum between 10 and 30%. According to the Genome Project, that's what the research literature and science suggests and says that it was able to establish with genetics. So it's not an inherited situation. But as Craig and I always talk about, and Tammy and Jake with our clients, is that one of the other things that we inherit from our families are habits.
Our habits and our diet.
Diet, lifestyle, habits. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, it's the number one cause of diseases. It accounts for over 50%, death accounts for over 50%. And here's the big thing. It's costing our country over $50 billion with a B, $50 billion a year in expenditures for the disease management system to try and help this condition when the biggest thing that we need to focus on is prevention and or correction if we are told we have this kind of concern. That's going to always stem back and point in the direction of diet and lifestyle habits that people need to be aware of. But there's a lot of different things that people can do, and there's a lot of things that we check for. Obviously the signs and symptoms of these things, and you know, the heartburn case, the breathing difficulties, the, you know, real no stamina, right? Mm-hmm. On exertion, breathing difficulties, hacking coughs that just won't go away. You know, never as a clinician anyways, we don't rule out the issue of maybe some kind of heart stress or circulatory stress taking place. The one that's really...
Well, if you're not getting oxygen because your lungs are under stress, it doesn't get oxygen into the blood and you don't get the flow through the heart like you're supposed to. And I mean, it just, it puts a lot of pressure on the heart when you're not getting good oxygen.
We see that, you know, people will say that they, even their heart will flip-flop a little bit, mm-hmm. different things.
Flutters a little bit.
The one that I have always been very aware of, because it's kind of a twofold indicator, people who swell easily, swelling in the hands, swelling in the ankles, okay? These can be telltale indicators that the cardiovascular circulatory system's under stress, it's not performing optimally. It's needing something.
The heart's not pumping like it should, actually.
Yeah, it can't perform as a muscle. It just can't perform by design. And so I always, when I get people on the table, I'm always checking out their ankles. And, you know, mm-hmm. I might reach over and ask them, you know, and I'll feel it myself. And I'll ask them, hey, do you ever get puffiness in the ankles or lower extremities? That type of thing. So
I always like to feel the tips of their hands, too, to see if they're cold.
Yeah.
If their hands and feet are always cold, that means that your system's having a hard time getting warm blood all the way down there.
Yeah. So as with always, it's not a, you know, this, when we do Total Wellness Radio as a podcast or when we do a live like this, we're really not going to spend a lot of time on talking about what people perceive the problem to be. Okay. We're going to talk on what is the actual cause of these things, the contributing factors that you need to really pay close attention to in your dietary and lifestyle habits. You know, we just did Nutrition 101 class here last night. The place was packed. It was a really fun audience. And we recorded that segment. It's going to be on our YouTube channel in the near future. And once that's up and running, we'll post the link here, because the nutritional basics mm-hmm. are what people are missing. It's, you know,
well, they're eating for pleasure rather than sustenance.
Yeah. And to sustain performance. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're not giving the body what it needs on a daily basis. You know, one of the things in the slide last night, there's over 100 different nutrients, 100 different nutrient factors that are needed by the body on a daily basis to maintain good health. We've got the 172 different minerals, 17 vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids. We've got enzymes. We've got phytochemicals and nutrients. We've got air, water, and sunshine, right? There's literally, these things are very simple, but what I like to share with people is that there's strength in simplicity. Mm-hmm. Okay, there is true strength in simplicity, and giving you the right information to change these habits is what this is all about. And the number one thing that's going to cause this type of problem that we see with people, three things that we really focus on. If they know they've got this issue, smoking's a problem, obesity is going to be a problem, and eating foods that create inflammation mm-hmm. is going to be a huge problem. So when we get into the food area, we're really talking about processed grains. We're talking about wheat, oats, corn, rice. These processed grains are, first of all, they're proteins that are very hard to metabolize because they're so broken down into a starch, really. I mean, it becomes more of a sugar than anything else. And this sugar constantly being consumed day in and day out, if that's the approach and the habit with the diet, is going to make it, it's going to make it almost impossible for a person with cardiovascular stress or cardiovascular oxidative stress on the cholesterol building up in the system. To really find any type of relief. You know, they can get mm-hmm. some symptom relief with the modern disease management care, but they're not going to really find resolution to what's causing this until they take some real ownership of their own personal habits and their dietary lifestyle activities on a daily basis. Oxidative stress, we talked about. The processed foods, and one of the things I find out that's very fascinating is the is the different chemicals that can accumulate in the system and create a real weakness for blood. We've heard the term, or those of you who've been to a doctor and they've talked about platelet aggregation, the chaining and the compression, this thing's coming together. They can't move fluidly. And, you know, there's a lot of indication in the dark field microscopy world. For those of you who might know of a dark field microscopist, they can pick up on this type of blood activity real quickly.
And they can actually show you.
Yeah, on a screen, they can show you the red blood cells where they're all clumping together and kind of chaining together.
And they actually get squished together.
It's sticky, yeah. Very sticky, sticky blood. That's always the number one indicator of a B-complex deficiency. Without proper B-complex nutrients in the body, then we start developing an over-presence of a actual toxic substance called homocysteine. Homocysteine is the byproduct of unmetabolized protein. It's supposed to metabolize on into methionine, which is an amino acid. It's a building block. It helps the body perform. But if it gets stuck at homocysteine, that can become a real toxic poison to the body. And it's hard to get that moved out unless you use the right nutrition, unless you use the right supplementation along with it. So these are just some of the things that that we see, that we talk about, we see with people. And we know that, is this correctable? Is it reversible? Can you diminish the effects of this longstanding, you know, oxidative stress and cholesterol and things of that nature?
Absolutely.
100%. We've seen it many times.
But you have to change your diet.
It has to start with the dietary habits, for sure. And then we move into specific nutrients. Okay, there are specific nutrients that really position your body to thrive. One of which, found in your better formulas, is going to be L-carnitine. L-carnitine as an amino acid is actually produced by the liver and the kidneys. Liver and kidneys will produce L-carnitine, and it helps to transport the fats and improves mitochondrial production, energy production, the Krebs cycle at the cells. And it helps to move these things out of the blood. L-carnitine is fascinating. Another one, L-arginine. Actually, there, somewhere in the historical literature, it won the Nobel Prize in medicine because it is like nature's Teflon, so that things can't get sticky into the arteries and the capillaries and then build up. And then voila, we have plaque. So really, for those of you listening to this, look into L-arginine and its effects on helping to give the body those raw nutrients it needs from an amino acid standpoint to perform optimally, you know, have the right circulation and the right blood profile. So these are really, really strong indicators. Things that need to be in any formula that we use. The other thing that we talk about all the time is enzymes.
Enzymes bring down inflammation.
Talk about the bromelain and the proteolytic.
Yeah, proteolytic
talk
enzymes.
About that for,
I mean, anytime you take enzymes, first off, our food today has been genetically engineered.
That's a good point.
With enzymes pulled out of it. You know, the so-called healthy food, fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
And they've pulled it out for shelf life. And so when we're eating this stuff, our bodies are using up enzymes that should be used for other things in order to break these things down because they don't have the natural enzymes in them. Plus, they're picked, you know, they're picked and shipped 2,500 miles. You know,
to Cheyenne here, yeah,
to get to here to Cheyenne. So, our bodies are using those enzymes that we would usually use for other things, such as the heart and keeping our blood clean and keeping our system flowing the way it's supposed to. They have to use them up, and that's why things like diabetes, which is also a really, really strong contributor to heart disease. That's why it's so rampant in this country, is because there's a thing called the Isles of Langerham, which is part of your pancreas, and it's where insulin is produced. And it gets so overwhelmed that it can't function properly. And that's where you start getting things like diabetes and hypoglycemia, mm-hmm. you know, pancreatitis.
Blood fluctuations, yep. And these sugars contribute to the cardiovascular problem.
Yes.
Yeah, they just, it's like gas on a fire when there's inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a silent killer. It's interesting you mentioned that, because you can't have pain without inflammation, but you can have inflammation without pain. Hence the silent killer mm-hmm. that can take place. So the other thing that I love now that's happening more than ever with medical doctors, cardiologists are telling people, fish oil. Mm-hmm. You gotta have your fish oil. Take your fish oil every day. And there's some really good ones out there. Krill oil is really good.
Eat fish.
Eat fish. That's what had lunch, right?
That's what I had for lunch today.
Yeah. He must have saw that it was heart health on the schedule and decided to eat fish today. No, he eats fish 2 to 3 times a week. So with these oils, now here's the thing about oils though, and it's kind of interesting. There's 2 or 3 different sources that we use clinically, mm-hmm. okay? And just going out to Walgreens or you know, just any brand that, you know, not that Natural Grocer doesn't have good products, but just any old brand may or may not be the right match for you. So I look for things that are either tuna oil source.
Mm-hmm.
We use ours from Standard Process. We just love them in terms of the quality and the purity and the availability, excuse me, of that oil and the body's ability to use that oil.
Mm-hmm.
It affects the LDL and the triglycerides in a positive way. It affects HDL, the high density lipid profile is improved. And this is long-term use I'm talking. This is not 6 weeks and let's check the blood, right? This is long-term because we're talking about, in essence, replacing the nutrition that should be found in the diet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, okay? And so that's why supplementation for most people is so vital, the right supplementation with good quality. But also there's some people that can't handle fish oils. And one of the things that I think is amiss out there in the medical world, where they're trying to do good, right? Obviously they're trying to help. And they tell their client, oh, get some fish oil. Well, maybe that person can't handle an omega source from fish. So we look at black currant seed oil.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about black currant seed oil. I think I actually respond better to black currant seed oil than I do the tuna oil. I've done both on me personally. I've used both. And I've taken tuna oil very consistently for several weeks on end. And then I'll flip to black currant seed oil and I almost instantly feel better, because the omegas are what help to drive down the inflammation mm-hmm. in the body. And I always feel like I respond better to the black currant seed oil than I do with
many,
fish oil.
Many people do.
Yeah.
They respond really, really well at bringing down inflammation by using black currant seed oil.
And the thing that we need to remember is when you're doing this, with, especially with the omegas, is now you're also having a natural boosting effect on the immune system.
Yep.
So this is something I've been talking about a lot with clients and have for years, is that everything is connected. Everything is connected. And gut health is the key. It's the number one brain. It needs to be taken care of because everything that we do from the diet and supplementation that hits the gut, it affects everything else in the body and how well it can perform.
Yes.
So when we're talking about using these substances and bringing in omegas and L-carnitine and L-arginine and the different enzymes and things like that, you're not just having an effect on the one thing that you use that objectively to help with cardiovascular or circulatory. It's a ripple effect.
Yeah.
You're like throwing a rock in a pond when you do these things for yourself. It has this ripple effect of expanding throughout all the systems of the body. Better metabolism, better stamina and energy, better circulation, obviously, but better immune system support and hormonal balance can also be a side benefit of having this as a lifestyle. Not just, I'm going to take this for 6 weeks and see how it does. This is some of these things all of these things from a nutritional standpoint need to become an actual lifestyle, that we do these on a consistent basis, on a regular basis, over an extended period of time to maintain optimum health. So,
if I may, I'd like to bring up earaches with kids.
Oh, yes, please.
If your child or your grandchild or somebody that you know's child is chronically getting earaches and they can't get the fluid off of their ears.
Or they've gone to the point of getting tubes.
They've gone to the point where they're getting tubes. You want to get them on some heart support.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that they have bad hearts, because I don't say that. But I'm saying that they're not getting the liquids pumped off.
Yeah, not pushing
of the ears. They're not pushing that fluid off. And it's usually caused by just a little bit of sluggishness in the heart. So you support that heart, and guess what? The tubes go away. Because if you notice, most of the time kids have them when they're kind of young, and then by their teen years, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because the heart has built up. So if you're seeing those types of things, look at getting some heart support for your child, and you'll find that their earaches just might stop happening.
Mm-hmm. I had a young man that came to me, this has been a few years ago now, who loved to play soccer, but his legs hurt. Legs just hurt.
Yeah.
The quads and just hurt all the time. And it wasn't like a growing pain, like an Austin Slaughter's near the kneecap from growing really fast, okay? His legs ached, and he would constantly complain, "Mommy, my legs hurt." Took him to Children's Hospital, did a bunch of things down in Denver, really no neurological stuff, and you know, several thousand dollars later, and really no
result
or solution with certainty. And she brought him in, we did our evaluation, and we found it was circulatory.
Mm-hmm.
And this young man needed some cardiovascular support, nutrition-wise, and a little CoQ10, Coenzyme Q10, which is part of our list. I can mark it off here that we talked about it. Coenzyme Q10, because it strengthens the heart muscle and is for energy production.
Doesn't it also help with the electrical impulses?
Absolutely. Enzymes are electrical. Mm-hmm. I mean, that makes every synapse possible in the human body. And, you know, a $20 office visit fee and $40 or $50 worth of supplementation, and in a matter of weeks, this young man's legs quit hurting. Well, she kept him on the supplements. He had one more visit down there to Children's, and she went ahead and kept the visit, although he's doing better. She wanted to bring this to their attention because he'd had this for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And we evaluated it and found it on the first visit that this was a concern. It was a stress. And she said, well, what about, as he's going through the neurologist saying everything's fine, she just piped up and she goes, well, what about heart? And the guy instantly says, yeah, that was the next thing we were going to check. Well, I've been in this process for a year and a half. And I may or may not be true, but I'm wondering if, had she not brought it up, if it was the next thing to be checked. Yeah, you never know, okay? Because I certainly know the people in that field are certainly, they're good-hearted, they mean well, they're trying to serve others, they're trying to help, but their approach does not go after where's that stress? What could be missing from the body causing that stress? And what support category do we need to use to help clear that stress? And those questions aren't getting answered.
They're kind of handcuffed by,
oh yeah,
you know, big pharma, yeah, and these other things,
yeah,
that say, you know, you can't, yeah, you can't look at things from a different way. You have to look at, yeah, it this way.
Yeah.
And it's very unfortunate for medical doctors that are so handcuffed.
My primary care physician, I have a primary care. I have a ongoing daily care, but should I need primary care labs or anything like that, Dr. John Paulus,
mm-hmm,
here in Cheyenne, who's an osteopath, is my primary. It's so funny, I went by and saw him today because we're meeting together tomorrow morning for the legislative breakfast down at the Capitol, and he and I are going in to kind of help educate a little bit. And so we were talking today, and I told him, I says, I tell everybody you're my primary doctor, but I think I've seen you professionally, I think I've seen you twice in 12 years. And he just laughed. He's like, yeah, we see each other more socially or in our organizational endeavors in the community than I have to in his office. Thank God. Thank God for that. But I think that's also evidence of he knows my lifestyle. He knows what I'm about. He totally agrees with it, by the way. If you're looking for a great primary doctor here in Cheyenne, I certainly recommend that you go see Dr. Paulus at the Medicine Center there at Sports, Smart Sports Medical Center over on Yellowstone. And that's not a paid advertisement. That's just because I love this man. I love his philosophy. He's a great primary care physician. And he really appreciates the fact that diet, lifestyle, stress management, movement, proper rest, these things that we try to position people with the right resources to take care of themselves. Yeah. He really understands the value and the importance of that. So, we got about 5 minutes left of the podcast and the broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about a lot of foods.
We got a lot of foods. Ginger, garlic, cayenne. Talk about cayenne a little bit as far as...
Cayenne.
In fact, I've got some cayenne right here.
Right.
I've got some
that
cayenne.
That right there.
And I'm going to do this. I've never done this before.
If you're in the process of having a heart attack, and if you can get a teaspoon of that stuff down their throat, I can pretty much guarantee that it'll change that, what's happening.
Woo! You're gonna see me get redder.
Yeah.
When you do something like that, you can feel it warm through the brain and then warm through the chest. You can feel circulation pick up. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a good one. The lungs, because it's a vasodilator. Mm-hmm. Man, just instantly brings those lungs to life. That's some good stuff. And I don't think that's. What is that, about 40,000 heat units? Yeah, 40,000 heat units. But we use ours from, we get ours from Hatch, New Mexico, the raw material, and then we extract it in the lab. But fascinating. Cayenne, you know, John Christopher, if you haven't ever heard of John Christopher, getting the effects of the expectorant part of the features of cayenne.
That's good stuff. Run.
Yeah, it's just, it's beautiful. It's amazing. John Christopher, if you never heard of him, look him up on YouTube. John Christopher, Dr. John Christopher, herbalist. He was asked one time in one of his lectures, if you could only have one herb on the planet for overall health and performance for the human body, what one herb would you choose? And he said, I'd love to get it down to one, but I can only get it down to two. Here's the two most important herbs for you seeing this on Facebook or listening on the podcast. These two herbs should be in your medicine cabinet, your health cabinet, okay, in liquid form, okay, cayenne, and also lobelia, because lobelia balances out the central nervous system. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
And it's also a guider. It guides things where they need to go.
It does. It takes things where they want to be and places them there. And balances out the central nervous system. Great for people with maybe respiratory or seizures. Amazing, amazing benefits with folks who are having that physical concern. And cayenne, those are the two he said. Cayenne, if you take enough cayenne every day, it actually literally will rebuild the cardiovascular system.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely one of the most strongest herbs on the planet. Now, to back that up, foods that are easier eaten every day. We talked about ginger and garlic. Ginger has an amazing property, which is sulfur. Mm-hmm. Most people are weak in sulfur, okay? And sulfur, adequate sulfur levels in the human body, helps your body relieve itself of clotting,
mm-hmm.
of getting clots. It's absolutely, I mean, all the literature has proven this. Garlic as an antioxidant and helps to remove those things. Ginger helps to naturally lower cholesterol levels.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger, a little square, or ginger teas, right? Turmeric teas, turmeric's another one. Anti-inflammatory.
It's an anti-inflammatory, yeah.
Vitamin C, obviously, is an antioxidant. Vitamin E, antioxidants.
Yeah.
These are all things that are going to play a big role in helping people on a daily... Onions. Onions, another one. Great. You know, you can take a white onion, somebody's got real bad respiratory, slice it in half, put it in the oven at about 300, no, about 200, for 15 or 20 minutes. You just want to get it heated up slowly where it's mushy, put it over the chest, clears a respiratory problem. It's absolutely fascinating. The bottom line is this. Nothing contains the replacement parts needed by the body, the nutritional replacement parts, but then food.
That's
to give the body what it needs to perform. Nothing will take the place of that on the planet.
Once again, eat for sustenance and to replace things that your body needs rather than, oh, I got to have something that tastes really great.
Yep.
You know, and by the way, most fruits, vegetables, and good quality meats, they taste pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, and if you have some trouble with them, you can do some things like put butter on them.
Kerrygold.
Kerrygold.
Irish butter. Yep. Gold label. Yeah.
It's great. Amazing.
So thank you again, as always, for tuning in. I know we're going to have to wrap it up, and that's kind of a place to kind of cut it off. I apologize. 1:30 here in Cheyenne. We get to get back into exam rooms and start working with others on their health and their health objectives. But we certainly appreciate you tuning in, saying hello, leave comments on the Facebook page. Certainly consider joining us on Total Wellness Radio. We have over 390 podcasts on there now. It's been a fun project over the last 5 years to put those together. And for those of you who wish to join us next Wednesday, Wednesday the 8th, we will be talking about kidneys and kidney health. And in fact, I think that might be part of, that might be a two-part discussion. We might do that on the 8th and the 15th, I think. We'll check the calendar and see. But until then, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you very much. Leave your comments and be sure and join us next week at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Have a wonderful and blessed week.
Take care. Be blessed. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.